to suffer from death or life in death. Death and life in death. Only when we come in Krishna consciousness, we are living a proper life. Other lives are life, other life in death or death proper. We should consider. That is Virupa. To be in Virupa, that is in this period stage, that is death. And to be in our own intrinsic function, that is life. And that only in Krishna conception we have that normal life. Hamugi to mattum gaudharibo, gaudharibo.
যারাই দীক্ষা নিয়েছেন তাদেরই প্রয়াস রাধারানী দাসত্ব, সেটাই সেভাবে ইয়ে করতে হবে
ওইদিকে ওইদিকে যাওয়ার চেষ্টা। তবে ওরির মধ্যে যদি এর মধ্যে ব্যতিক্রম এক্সেপশনাল কেস থাকতে পারে সেটা রুচি অনুসারে, যেমন কৃষ্ণদাস বাবাজি
ভুল হয়ে গেছে বাংলা,
দ্যাট মে বি এক্সেপশনাল কেসেস, দ্য জেনারেল কেস ইজ টেনার ইজ দ্যাট, বাট এক্সেপশনাল কেসেস জাস্ট অ্যাজ ইন দি কেস অফ কৃষ্ণদাস বাবাজি, হি ফিলস that his tendency is towards Sukha Rasa. When he sings the song of Sukha Rasa, he feels much pleasure there. Yeah. As much as I can understand that my most that is heart-touching feeling from within comes to mix with the Sukha Rasa. But still he is going on with that. The special digression in the path, maybe. So that case. But generally, the way the Guru Parampara, the mantram, it is all meant, couched in such a way to facilitate our progress in the Madhura Rasa. The Guru, for all the Gurus, they are all of Madhura Rasa. And the Rupanuga Sampradaya, that means Madhura Rasa. Even, I have not seen, but those things I can't remember where, I am told that in the commentary of Bhagavatam or anywhere, Sanatana Goswami himself, he is expressing his desire to be Rupanuga. Outwardly, Sanatana Goswami is Guru of Rupa Goswami. Guru Goswami. But that very Sanatana, who is outwardly Guru of Rupa, he expressed his desire to become Rupanuga. It is mentioned somewhere in his commentary.
His own commentary?
Own commentary. It may be in Bhagavatam or somewhere. I have not found that myself, or I can't remember. But I heard that he expressed the Rupan. I wish to be in this way. It is mentioned. Rupa Goswami was first disciple of Mahaprabhu.
Yes, and then Sanatana.
And then Sanatana. So Rupa Sanatana. And Rupa Goswami was given the charge of Raga Bhakti and the Sanatana, especially of Vidhi Bhakti. And with the help of Gopal Bhatta, they took the name of Gopal Bhatta, both of them, in different places, because for his social status. And also some touch and a connection with Vaishnava, Ramanuja Vaishnava Sampradaya in Hari Bhakti Vidas and other places. And because he was a Brahmin, so on social requirement they took the advantage of the name of Gopal Bhatta. And even Jiva Goswami, he also said that what I give to you in a systematic form, I found this in notepaper of Gopal Bhatta, collected hither and thither, scattered. But these points I found scattered and unadjusted in Gopal Bhatta's notebook. I have collected them. Kranta bhut kranta masthitam. And I am collecting them, and in systematic form I am representing it to you, taking his name. Because the Brahmins may not accept that it is coming from those that are intimately connected with the Javans, etc. Maybe for that he has got Gopal Bhatta's connection. And another, that he came from a bona fide Vaishnava school.
Already established.
It's true. But the original distribution is from them only. And we understand their predominance. Contribution of Rupa for the Raga Marga and the Sanatana in the Vidhi Marga, the Master.
You told that in our Sampradaya,
yes,
they are not only in Madhurya, usually not only in the Madhurya Rasa, but they are strictly the followers of Radharani.
Yes.
They're not even in the other groups also.
Yes.
Strictly from Radharani's group in Madhurya.
Radharani. Well, not only Madhurya Rasa, but in Madhurya Rasa different camps, among that may be divided into three. One Radharani's party main, and the opposite main party, that of Chandravali, and then another few small parties in the middle. But we want
exclusively
Radharani's party, and especially the extreme followers of Radharani, that is Lalita's group. And again, in the Lalita Rupa Manjari, and that is the principal leader amongst the youngsters. Young girls. And their facilities. One gentleman asked me, why not Radharani or Lalita? And I told, our extreme possibility of gain is there. The highest center of our gain is only to be achieved from that point, because Rupa Manjari's position is unique, and in one sense it is the highest position. Why? Krishna Radharani, when they are engaged in intimate lila, the grown-up
Shakis,
they have some difference, gauram.
Some shame?
Something like
some restrictions.
Sankoch.
Reluctance.
No, reluctance, no. Sankoch, they are some sort of
reserve. Reservations. They don't like to go
some
there.
Some shyness, some sort of shyness may be there. But for the younger girl, not so much shyness. Shyness. So, when they are intimately engaged, then these small girls they have got, they can approach. But when they are grown up, they feel shy to approach in that position. So thereby, they can have the chance, the youngers, they can have the chance, in one sense, the best facility and the privilege they enjoy. So that should be the highest center of the beginners, at least, not only, but that should be desirable by all. that even in the most confidential stage of the union, only they can approach. So this is the highest center, should be considered to be the highest center of our achievement. Ideal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hare Krishna. I have thought loud like that, in that way.
This is how you explain to him. This is how you explain to him.
My self-enquiry, why it should be like that. I have come to this conclusion. That this is the unique position which is not possible in any other place, in the Madhurarash, in the Radharani's camp, and when they are very closely connected, both of them, only their admission is possible, and not others. So this should be the highest point of our aspiration, Rupanuga Sampradaya. And where she sends her youngest Sakhi, they can go easily for that purpose. In this way, gold horrible, high talks, not feature for that. High talks. Anyhow, one day we may go to that level. That is our aspiration, highest aspiration. The point of our highest realization, highest aim, to be there, to be pointed out, to be pinned down there.
By your grace.
Our thought, our fortune may be tied with that aim, anyhow. Gold, hori, gold, gold, hori, gold, gold, hori, gold, gold. Gaur Nityananda, I've been a bhai, Radha Krishna Paitanai. Everything on the foundation of the grace of Nityananda and the Gauranga. Otherwise, if the plank is taken out, taken away from our feet, then we shall go down. No, not where.
So our prayer is
the Guru,
Sridhar Guru has and been a bhai. Nitai Paitanai.
Guru Gauranga. Then if that main support, that energy that are holding us above, if that goes away from down our foot, we shall go. We do not know where. So Nitai Vinayapai, Radha Krishna, that is the finest structure. But the foundation is Nityananda and then Sri Gauranga. When we get Gauranga, whole thing in our within our clutches is so both combined. Both principal authorities combined and sanctioned from there, we don't may not care for anyone. But Nityananda Prabhu at the bottom, we must be always be thankful to him. The energy, Baladi Nityananda, the energy, raw energy. Master them. And their grace that will be beautiful. But the plane, the foundation is also not less important. We must have a gratitude to the foundation first. Then the structure is possible, otherwise everything will fall down back down. Go this as we have got conception from our Guru Parampara, Guruji, Goswami Parampara, Mahaprabhu Goswami, followers of Mahaprabhu, Gauranga. Yadi Gaur na hoto kamono hoi to kamone dharitam dehi. We have come in touch with such higher conception of our own prospect, that if now we shudder that if Gauranga did not come with all these things of so sweet nature, then our life would have been useless. How we could live at all? Now we can have such conception. Otherwise we would have been in the darkness. No feeling of any necessity no conception of our prospect or of our own self, all in darkness, that is that piece of a sort of Mayavad and all the effigy. Gaur Hari Bol. We are talking mostly of Madhur Saraswati. I don't know whether it is the consequence, inevitable. The Prabhupada, just before 24 hours of his vichara, he wanted to hear Rupa Manjari from me. Is this the cause? That generally I come to place this sort of talk mostly on the head. My tendency to draw towards this rasa, don't know whether it is the effect of his last wish to hear from me the Rupa Manjari Pada. The day when I was given Diksha, initiation by Prabhupada, Vasudev Prabhu, he asked me, what sort of Harikatha you heard from Prabhupada today, in the day of your beginning this life? I told Prabhupada told all these things. He was very fortunate, he told him, and remarked. Prabhupada talked about Radharani's matters, and I reproduced it to Vasudev Prabhu. He asked me, what Harikatha, what type of Harikatha Prabhupada told to you? I reproduced. The Prabhupada told this. He was fortunate. And I asked, my name was Anandra Chandra. Prabhupada kept it, little modified, Anandra Sundar. I asked, what is the meaning of Anandra? I should think Anandra Sundar. Generally, Rama is Rama, Dasarati Rama. He told Rama, Radha. His master, that is Krishna. He told Rama, Radha, that is still ringing in my ear. And when we are sent to discover the Ramananda and Mahaprabhu's Milanasthali, it's called Godavari, he transformed my name again into Ramananda Das. And I feel I have got most sentimental liking for that place. Charm, Godavari, and that talk. I find there everything in that discourse, the divine discourse between Ramananda and Mahaprabhu, everything that covers everything of Gaudiya Vaishnava's theology. Then you have to go. What do you think?
Leave this train.
You go.
Prabhupada's gone jara achen, with some exceptions, jeta bolnen, mostly tara rupanugo borgoi bote.
Ha, ei dhatta hobe, janda to, they want admission. Their fortune is drawn unconsciously towards that direction. That direction, gradually they will find their self cleansed and grow towards that, more clear and clear. They will emerge from inside and will take the way towards that. Mahaprabhu mainly came for that. The combination of Radha Krishna, their general campaign would be to draw their common servitors. That is their, would be their interest. মানে আনুষঙ্গিক, আনুষঙ্গিক ঠিকই হবে ইংরেজি,
সার্কামস্ট্যান্সিয়ালি সাপ্লিমেন্টারি
আনুষঙ্গিক অক্সিলারি কি
অক্সিলারি অক্সিলারি
অক্সিলারি এম উইথ বি to the other camps around. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur. Sir, you have all the time. What? Kattung nichya si janma hat karishya si abhasu utmita. You can will, but to be affected, that is my jurisdiction. Ma phalishikala, ma karma phalahitu, bhu mati sangatta karmani. This is the type of abnegation to the highest. The highest conception of renunciation is here. The Mayavadi's conception of renunciation, that is not perfect. That is static, but dynamic self-abnegation, renunciation when takes its dynamic character, dedication comes out, comes in. And renunciation makes progress through dedication, and it becomes a perfect order when it comes to Radharani's camp. Mahabhav, Rasaraj Mahabhav, Rasaraj, I want to devour the whole, but how much you can devour, I challenge you to see. I am giving whole self in its quality highest, and your appetite must be quenched. This is the challenge. Rasaraj Mahabhav, do ye kuru, consuming and dedicating, dedicating. And when in its highest degree, both the bodies, negative, positive, when they are separated, how tension is created there. When Leela and Yogamaya, who are to serve them both, as if unconsciously, they forcibly severed them, then what sort of heat is produced there? Produced there, Viraha. Fire, sweet power, fire. That is inconceivable. Fire is sweet. Viraha. Our sweetest sons are those that tell of saddest things. Sweetest sons are those that tell of saddest things. So saddest things are also tasteful. Tasteful. How? And that is in its original causal position. What is that? The sun's ray is so hot here, we feel. In the sun's original position, what degree of heat is there? Inconceivable for us. So orderly to be placed in Rupa Mandir. It is coming down, and that is the most suitable position of our immense liberated Sarupa. There we can get we can draw our most desirable thing from such distance, in such position. All comprehensive. Madhur Rasa is all comprehensive, containing in it all the different types of rasa, the most accommodating, most comprehensive, you know, accommodative, adjusting, and the quality, quantity. That has been told by Mahaprabhu and our Guru Parampara. We want to connect our feet, our fortune there. The top of the head should be tied to the toe of the foot of our Guru Maharaj, the dragon. We have to walk on our head, not by foot. Because that is a place where with head we should touch in Singhasana. In the puja, what is venerable, we connect our head there. The subjective, super subjective, super subjective, only with head. With head we can tread over, and not by our foot. Something like that.
Heads first. Heads first, not only first. Leading headwards.
Only by dealing our heads, our respects, we can make progress. Only giving our head, we can enter. We can make progress in that land, that wonderful land. Vaikunthe prasiddhadi sakali chinmay. Maik bhuti taha janmanahi hai. The whole self, the soil, is made up of higher stuff than we are. And we venture to enter. And who can give us that permission? Only his agents. Only through his agents. Without their help, we are on the mass of clay. Only the grace come and the lump of clay may be taken there as a living thing. We are so much dependent on our Guru Vaishnava. Our existence will be at stake, but to speak of progress.
Balaji. He is actually Krishna, because he is Balaji, Bal Gopal.
Yes, but 400.
Actually, his original form was 200, but due to Ramanuja's request, he manifested two more hands.
Push two more handed, and to take him in Vaikuntha. He says that I am Balaji, and you can't find in Vaikuntha, any young things, they are all.
What
do you mean? Situation. Not a thing, I guess. Can't you do it? Aggai Vagunandosan, Mayadishtan, Vishnagan, Dharmansan. To break the law, that is the main, should be the main characteristic of a Rupanuka Vaishnava. Another thing, important, what I conceive to be, that this parokya principle, I have thought it out in a particular way. That all our previous obligation, poti means the husband, he is supposed to have the whole control over the wife. Lordship. And to disobey him, rather to take out our gratitude from him and to go and to seek comfort or pleasure from other side. That is to get out from our obligation obligation to all commanding force beyond Krishna. That is, all our past activity, they have right to exact their demand from us. Our karma, gyan, wandering in the world, we have incurred so many obligations in so many places, and that is when that is considered in one side, who wants to master on us to exact our loan, our debt? So they are one to get out, to take out their debt from us, and that should be placed as pati. They have got their demand to realize from us, and so disobedient to him to go to Krishna's side, to take our free will to that, that is like Bhārokīya Bhajan. Their demand, on total demand on us by the environment, that is one side, and they take free will towards God, to Krishna, without any obligation. Pati-vanchana. So, the Mahajanke ki bale? Shudraje Mahajanke?
Oh, money-lender.
Money-lender. Tala rakchana nahi, capitalist jahu, money-lender. The money from whom you have borrowed money. So, I am obliged to him. So, to deal with him, to dethrow him, to overthrow him, to disobey him, it is not publicly possible to get out of the obligation. So from the innermost of our heart, we must take it clear, our own innermost free will, to take it to Krishna. Because by our previous life we have acquired so many anti-Krishna tendencies that have captured, made us captive. Anyhow, to take the free will out of that, unconsciously of them, and to dedicate it to Krishna. From our present position, if we can do so, it is only possible. However we are, and however in debt we are burdened, we free will we can take out of that obligatory circle and put it to Krishna's side from the inner part. Our sympathy, our prayers, our selection, our prayer for that. I am in the midst of unfavorable environment. The pati, the sasuri means the mother-in-law, and the sister-in-law, and the society, even the scripture, all against. I'm deceiving them to take my free will stealthily, and with the help of a particular group, I can approach Krishna. Always.
So obligation. It's so wonderful.
I think that all the prejudices, they represent that, that namely Arjapatham and the Dutta.
Sajanam.
The society and the scriptures. Mainly. And they include almost everything. They are all on one side. And I must take my free will. Receiving them stealthily. my heart should be dedicated to Krishna, my Lord, with your own agent, take me out. Take me out and to be bold enough, a little courageously, to disobey the past obligations and to approach with our innermost prayer and interest to dedicate as Naivedyam to the feet of the Padmajavad, Krishna and his own.
Maharaj, now for a woman it is easy to develop this mood.
No, it is rather the opposite.
I was thinking that as long as
hard-hearted, so it is very difficult, it will be difficult for them, because that same perverted thing will come to occupy the position of the genuine, the more dangerous position.
What
apparently,
I mean?
Apparently it may seem that it will be easy, of course to somewhat extent, because Mahapurusha Shudra, Stri Shudra, that had no privilege in the ordinary, they have been given more, attached more grace for them, for the nevertheless, we should be cautious that this womanly nature of this mundane world, that should not be no comparison, that may be mistaken for the womanhood of that plane.
Maharaj, what I actually meant is, as long as we have the false pride that we are the males, then we cannot develop this mood. So we have to give up that feeling that
means,
we are the
means that
Purusha.
We are not enjoyer, but we are to be enjoyed. That is negative conception. That should be.
So what is the first thing to
we
be
are
done?
We are to be handled, and we are not to handle. Disposing our passive appearance, not active. And active in the sense that to convert all these things is active. But towards Krishna's side, their grace, virajayamai dandam dinabandhu dayamba, that is open, no claim, as if. But underground the claim is being established there, through non-claimant attitude, claim is being established. As much as non-claimant attitude we can develop, automatically our claim is established there so much. The degree of non-claimant attitude, that really established claim there in that wonderful land. Dedication means such. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. There we thrive. And here we die. And die to live. Hegel theory. That's a very good thing. Hegel side. For itself, reality is for itself, and die to live. These two things are interesting very much. It's a very general remark for Krishna. All consumer. For him, everything for him, a general thing. And die to live. If you want to live, you will have to die. Learn to die if you want to live. And dissolve your ego, your diamonds, to dissolve your ego. And then the covers, one by one, that will be thrown out. And the inner jewel that will come with its pristine glory, the finest, valuable ray, it will be out. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Gaur Hari Bol.
What about the people like Hegel? Is it that they have Sukriti from their previous birth?
Might have been. Because he could conceive that the ultimate cause the nature of it is such. It is ontologically, but it may take shape of a living thing. Shattam, Shivam, Sundaram. It will take this connection, this Sundaram. And what is Sundaram? One day that will come with its full glory. This is Sundar, nothing else. To become Sundar, becomes beautiful, this must be so. Some hazy expression have come there, hither and there. All his own domain. And he is free, an autocrat. He can throw the drop of nectar hither, thither in many places. When Achyutananda went with us to my birthplace, then some educated people there, we are so near, we do not, can't understand Mahaprabhu. What is that it is, that from far away you have come to appreciate? How you can understand it clearly, you can see. Brahmanda bhamiti kono bhagavan ki, that was his answer. The Brahmanda, we are within creation, in the limit of his creation. And it is said, wherever anyone gets such fortune, he may come. A few miles of distance, what is that? Even, I am repeating, adding, that in so different castes also, in the creation. A tree may have Sukriti, when flowers are dedicated by a devotee to Krishna, the tree is acquiring Sukriti. The milk is given to Krishna by a devotee, and the cow is getting Sukriti. And the dog, he is watching the temple area, working, and it may get some Sukriti. Sukriti may be distributed in this way, to any and every direction. So many shark is dedicated to Krishna, the vegetables, and getting Sukriti in their mouth. In connection with the devotee, so many things are acquiring Sukriti. The door is open there, but only through the Naishang Matistabat Urukramangrim Spishatanathapogamo Jadartha Mahiyasang Padaraju Visekam Niskinchana Nam Nubhanuta Yavat. The medium of his devotee, that is, medium, that is, that is indispensable.
Exclusive.
Indispensable. We must have that connection of his devotee. To go to him, this indispensable necessity is his medium, the devotee, the door to enter. It is indispensable. Krishna, 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 Gaurhari, 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 Nidai, Gaurhari, Nidai, Gaurhari, Gaurhari, Gaurhari. So I can't tolerate any blame against my devotees. Because their very business, their very tendency, their very existence is to give me out to all. And if you blame him, you are committing suicide. You are going to kill your own guru, the source of your own fortune. So you can't, Vaishnava Ninda, I can't, Vaishnava Hora, I can't tolerate. Especially I want to serve them, but I can't. They won't allow me to serve them. I want my tendency, inner tendency to give something. They are giving the whole thing. I want to give something in return. But I am not eligible for that. But if anyone comes to do that, I give myself wholly to him. Madhvaktasya de bhakta temi bhakta tamamata. That is the theory underlying. That I always have tending to give something to them, but they won't accept. And through love, I can't do anything. I can't go against them. But if anyhow I find that something is doing my work, serving him, I cannot but be inclined towards them with much intensity. Madhbhaktasya ji bhakta te me bhakta tamam. Gaur hoi go. No power and soul in the servants, servanting Vrjo. No power I am Nirabuddha Sangrila. I declare that I failed. I failed to give you something in the return. So I am in debt to you all. The quality of service and you are rendering to me, it is not in my store to be found that I can give in return. So I remain indebted to you all. Your quality of service is so noble, magnanimous, and great, and so purest degree, I have nothing in store to give him something in response. So I am indebted to him. No parai yang nirabuddha sangiram, he sasadu kittam kittam.
No parai yang nirabuddha sangiram. Radu kitta, vibudha yujadu.